Is hell a real place? And if so, who goes there? Well, the Bible teaches that everyone has an appointment with death, and the Scripture says, after this, the judgment. And it teaches that that judgment results in an eternity in one of two places, either heaven or hell. Now, there are people today who deny the existence of a place called hell. They say that when the Bible speaks of hell, it's speaking metaphorically, or it's speaking in word pictures. But the Bible never hints that hell is a metaphor for anything, but it is consistent in describing it as a literal physical place of torment, a horrific place which is variously described as outer darkness, as a place where the worm does not die, and as a place where the flame is not quenched. In fact, it's in connection with that picture of hell as a place of eternal burning that one of the biblical names for hell comes. It's the word Gehenna. Now, Gehenna was the trash dump that was located outside of the city of Jerusalem. And what they would do is that they would collect the trash, the garbage, and the refuse, what have you, from the city, and regularly take it out to this trash dump where it was burned. And so it was always being fueled and it was always being burned. So this Gehenna was a perpetual fire outside of the city. And Jesus used that as a picture of hell. Now, even though the idea of Gehenna was used as a picture for hell, hell itself is always, always described as a real place, just as much as heaven was. And contrary to the way movies and cartoons portray it, the devil does not rule hell, but he will be one of the countless captives of this horrible place. The question, who goes there, is very important to understand. And the Bible teaches very clearly that everyone whose name is not written in the book of life will go to hell when they die and will remain there forever, paying for their sins. It is also very clear that the only way to escape hell is to have your sins forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ.